Thank you very much and welcome back. 183.5. That's an impressive number. No way around it. Can't argue. A big corn crop is on the way.
In its new assessment of the corn crop, the USDA is projecting a 15.2 billion bushel crop.
It's a little bit bigger than perhaps the trade expected.
But just a little bit, USDA chief economist Seth Meyer says market prices for corn slipped down by a whole penny a bushel after USDA issued its report, which projected an average national yield number of 183.6 bushels an acre. And of course, farmers in many places may do much better than that.
You know, we're still talking record corn yields in Iowa, 212 bushels an acre across the entire state. Illinois, 222 bushels an acre. Indiana, 210 bushels an acre across the entire state, and Nebraska, 195 bushels average across the entire state. Those are all record yields across that strip of land there.
All combining to produce the second biggest corn crop ever.
But it's been hot and dry, so we've taken the top off the soybeans. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the nation's topsoils are the driest they've been this year.
Most of the rain in the first week of September fell across the south. That led to some local improvements in topsoil moisture. But nationally, we continue to inch upward on very short to short ratings and have now reached 47%, the highest number we've seen so far this year. That is up a point from last week. Topsoil moisture surplus, only 4% nationally, no change from last week. I also want to mention that Louisiana, expecting copious rain from Francine, also had a pretty wet week, but a lot of that wetness confined to the southern part of the state, and statewide just 15% surplus. So hopefully most areas in the Delta and elsewhere in the Central Gulf Coast region will be able to withstand some of this rainfall from Francine without huge impacts.
And some states with very dry topsoil.
We have a large number of states extending from the eastern Corn Belt southward into the southeast, where topsoil moisture, very short to short, is greater than 60%. West Virginia in the Central Appalachians leading the nation 100% very short to short. Not far behind in the eastern Corn Belt is Ohio at 87%. We also have some very dry conditions that have developed in the Northwest, leading the way Montana 81% very short to short, and not far behind Oregon at 77%.
But conditions of pastures are improving.
Not much significant change from last week. We are at 29% good to excellent, 1 point improvement from last week on the strength of rains in the south. Very poor to poor ratings at 39% nationally. That is actually down 3 points from last week's 42%. Again, rain in Texas being the biggest factor there.
All right, Brad Rippey, let's get the national weather forecast for September 17th through the 23rd.
Calling for near or above normal temperatures and precipitation across the majority of the country. Cool weather will be confined to the western United States. That could be a welcomed break from some of the wildfire activity and heat that we've been seeing. Meanwhile, drier than normal conditions will be confined to a few small areas. Lower Great Lakes region into New England, parts of the Southwest, and along the western Gulf Coast, including some of the areas that will be affected in the near term by Francine.
The updated 8 to 14 day outlook puts the wettest part of the nation in southeastern North Dakota, eastern South Dakota, and northern Nebraska. But above normal temperatures across the tri-state area should help producers quit worrying about a frost. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking one more break.